Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you got a notice, if you're watching live, I tried to start it and it stopped, so I'm not sure how that's going, but this is the real one, I hope. And welcome to November. Here in South Bend, Indiana, there's light snow on the grass and trees, but roads aren't too bad, at least the short distance I have to get here. And the parking lot is clear. My kind of snow. It stays off of the things that are somewhat warm and just looks pretty. But anyhow, talking and praying this week about finding what seems lost. And looking at various things in Scripture that people went to find, and examples we have of, I think, instruction from God on things that we ought to try to find, and things that we can find because of God. And today we're going to spend a little time talking about find your brother. And John chapter 1. Verses 41 and 42 says, "The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ.' And he brought him to Jesus." Obviously, there's multiple applications here. The obvious one is your biological brother, your biological siblings, your family. When you come to know Jesus, when you encounter Him, it ought to be such an encounter that your desire is that your family would know Him. And for many of us, at least for me and some of the people that I know, that's really how we came to know Jesus. Our family had a relationship with Him, our parents. And their desire was that we would know. And so for myself, as I grew, as I began to understand, much of my initial knowledge about God, about Jesus, was from my mom and dad. And that idea that we learn from those closest to us. But I think it can go beyond that. We often think of Jesus being asked the question, who is my neighbor? We can kind of consider that same thing when it comes to finding our brother. Well, who is my brother? And Jesus broadens that. And in fact, he says that his family, his brothers and sisters, his mother, his father, those that are closest to him are those that do the will of the one who sent him. And when we consider God's calling of us in Christ as joint heirs with Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers. We begin to see that this finding of our brother is broader than just biological relationships. Our encounter with Jesus ought to motivate us to find those that need to become our brother, need to become our sister, need to have an awareness and knowledge of who Jesus is. As the various disciples came into contact with Jesus, it was fairly common that they would think of somebody that ought to know. And in today's text, it was Andrew. He had encountered Jesus and he thought, my brother Simon really needs to know this. He really needs to know that this could possibly be the Christ, the Messiah, the one we've been waiting for. And sometimes I think we believe that, well, we have to do all of the convincing, and so until we have enough knowledge to be successful, We just won't tell anybody. We don't want to mess things up. We don't want to confuse people. We don't want it all to hinge on us. And the good news is it doesn't. It's all about sharing what we've encountered and inviting people to come and see. And allow them to find that relationship with Jesus that we are growing in. To allow them to learn from God's Word, from God's Spirit, from the encouragement we receive from one another. You see, when we find our brother, it's not about us having all the answers. It's about us introducing them to someone who does. And when we begin to take the pressure off of ourselves and the pressure off of one another, and we simply invite people to know Jesus. One of the focus points that we've had here at Deer Run through much of this year and that will continue is the idea of welcome home. And inviting people to come. And not simply come and see us, not simply come and participate in worship with us, not simply come and be a part of us, but come home and find Jesus. Spend time with Him. None of us that I know of claim to do that perfectly. We all stumble and fall, and we all need one another to pick us up. But more than needing one another, we all need Jesus. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. His love covers the most of it. And we can forgive others. We can cover the sin that we commit, that others commit, because of God's love for us. And we find our brother and we release our expectation of us having to make things right, of us having to clean him up, of us having to do the work in restoration and everything that's necessary. We're simply finding our brother, we're finding our sister, we're introducing them to the one that can provide the transformation that we ourselves are in the process of receiving. There are times where people, especially as gas prices would rise and they kind of fluctuate back and forth, but when they get to a point, people will get excited about sharing where they found gasoline for their vehicle that was 30 cents a gallon cheaper than what everybody else was paying. And they'll post on social media and they'll call their relatives, come and see this. We can get pretty excited about sharing the good news of saving money. But do we get that excited about sharing the good news of Jesus? We don't force them to come buy cheaper gasoline or cheaper groceries or anything else. We're simply sharing the news. And just as we can't force someone to live and walk in relationship with Jesus, we can share the good news. And we find our brother when we begin to recognize the freedom that we have in Christ. And we begin to offer that with the decision being based on them as to whether they really come and see. But so much of that depends on us. Are we really excited about it? Are we really transformed by it? Are we really wanting people to know? We live in a time where it's easy to condemn others. It's easy to condemn the church. It's easy to condemn a fellowship of believers. It's easy to talk badly about... Well, I don't talk badly about our preacher, but it's easy to talk badly about people in leadership and do this and that. And then when we say, you ought to come see Jesus, you ought to come to church with me, it's no wonder people say, why would I do that? You don't even like it. And as we grow in fellowship, as we grow in family, as we grow in being home, we create an atmosphere that people desire to be a part of. But it's more than an atmosphere. We create a relationship with the living God that becomes attractive to those who are lost, to those who need found. We've all been there. We all live in that position of being lost and needing to be found. For those that are in Christ, it's thanks to God. And thanks to those that introduced us, thanks to those who said, come and see, that we've been found. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and it has given us what we need to be excited about living for you, about walking daily in your word and in fellowship with Jesus and in fellowship with one another. And Father, as we consider the people around us, the people that we're related to, the people that we work with, the people that we go to school with, the people we just encounter in random places, I pray that you would help us to be so excited about what we have found in you that we would feel compelled to ask people and invite people and call them to come and see. Not to come watch us, not to come worship us, but to come see what we found. And we found you. We found peace. We found love. We found forgiveness. We found correction. We found change. We found all that's needed. And so, God, today, as we consider everything that we found through our relationship with you, through Jesus Christ, may we be motivated to find our brother, the one that's lost, the one that's wandering, the one that's living in confusion, the one that's not even so sure they need anything else. May what we have found in you be such a great thing in our life that our invitation for others to come and see will be met with enthusiasm, met with desire, met with a positive response. So, God, forgive us for those times where we mess up and we make you look as if you're not that important to us. Forgive us for those times where we make living in fellowship with you seem to be a burden rather than a joy. Forgive us for those times when we make your family look dysfunctional. And help us to be those who call out and who are motivated to find our brother and then to live as brothers and sisters in Christ. And may we do all of that through lifting up Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.